So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
This episode is brought to you by Tesco, who've asked us to settle a very serious debate.
Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a vegetable. Have you ever had a tomato smoothie? End of.
It doesn't matter. It comes from the flower of the tomato plant, has seeds, and has all the characteristics of a fruit. Literally, scientists say it's a fruit. That's as simple as that.
Do you know what we can agree on, though? Tesco's value. Between the Aldi price match and the club card prices, you're making serious savings whether you're buying fruit or veg.
I have to give it to you. You're right about that, yeah. Between the Aldi price match and the club card prices, you actually can't argue with that. So every little helps, as they say.
Even if you're wrong about tomatoes.
All you know about tomatoes is putting red sauce on your Sunday dinner.
You haven't a single leg to stand on if you haven't even tried it.
You can't argue with that, or I still wouldn't be doing it though.
Welcome to a special bonus Talking Bollocks brought to you by Tesco. Can't argue with that.
So what way this is going to work, it's going to be like the old episodes where it was just me and Terry, but we have a big list of listener questions that we're going to go through. They've been filtered down for the ones that are the debatable ones, the either ors, the old school zingers, and hot topics, as you'd say. So we'll see how we get on, and hopefully...
Have you seen these yet?
No, obviously I haven't seen them. I'm just literally torn the sheet the first time.
My nerves are gone. God knows what's going to be here. But anyway, first question. Brian and Drumcondra. We haven't had to say about Brian, no? Brian and Drumcondra. Oh, we'll see how the question goes.
It's not a bad part of the world, and it's not a bad name.
Bad Brian McFadden. Or not. Anyways, would you rather have spinach in your teeth while you're being interviewed on the telly, or toilet paper stuck to your shoe for a live show? They are bad. They're bad. The only thing we're only thinking is, because we've done the late, I'm just going to throw that out there. It's spinach in your teeth on the late,
And it's out there forever, because that gets clipped up you can look at that again. And can you imagine coming off the telly not knowing, and then you go onto Instagram and it's like such and such mentioned you in a comment, and you're like, look at that spinach in his teeth.
Yeah, but I'd be more annoyed at you than me. Do you get me?
For not telling you?
Yeah, would you not tell someone there's spinach in that teeth? Do you get
what
me?
If I wasn't there? If a once off kind of thing, they put you on the street and you'd be like, Terry, will you jump in here for an interview?
Oh no.
You don't have to be eating a blading salad or something.
What blading? Toilet paper on the feet? Yeah, where's it called?
It would be like on a live show, someone would say something to you. It'd be like you'd look like a dope. But it'd feel like someone would say, oh, you have blading toilet roll.
Shows?
Yeah.
100%. You'd be like, look at this fella.
It'd be embarrassing though, because you'd be like, and trying to take her off and all. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't. It can happen. Do you know what? It can happen to anybody as well.
Fuck. I've very little respect for people who don't tell other people that there's something in their teeth. Why are you embarrassed to tell somebody? It's more embarrassing to leave them talking to other people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Just say, listen, pal, you've something in your blade in Delft there.
Yeah. I'm going with the toilet roll.
I'm going with the toilet roll as well.
Right, the next one. Selena from Finglas.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Do you know what the first thing I read there? Selena is a mad Finglas name, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd spell it different.
What one?
She spelled like Selena Gomez.
Right.
I'd spell Selena C-E-L-I-N-A.
All right, Terry. That's a bit exotic.
Is that not the normal way to spell it, no?
Right, Selena said, I saw this on Reddit, lads, and I can't get it out of my head. A lad posted that his partner always makes him cut the sausage down the middle to make sure the inside is cooked. Surely that's mental. It ruins the integrity of the sausage.
I do something similar.
Wait, what? To make sure it's cooked? We have medium rare sausages.
No, what I do is I pierce 3 holes in every sausage.
Really?
So I get the knife and I just pierce.
And are you checking the colour of it now?
Yeah. Is it not dodgy to know? No. Can you not get something off that? If you wait a raw sausage tonight, what happens tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Do you get me? And I'm not taking the gamble.
Yeah, but like, surely you know. What colour are sausages when they're not cooked? Are they not white anyways? And then when you cook them, they're white. Are they pink?
Yeah, well, I think...
Can we get a fact check on that?
Yeah. Ed, can we get a VAR check on what colour sausages are? They go pink.
No, they are pink and they go white, no?
No, they go brown. Yeah, all right.
They're not brown on the inside.
I mean, no, on the outside. On the you have a little brown jacket on when they're done.
Yeah, and that's how I know it's done.
And on the inside, they're a bit pinkish.
Come here. Do you know when you're making a sandwich, they're cutting them down the middle and spreading them?
Essential. Listen to me. You are a serial killer. Have you just put a full sausage on a sandwich? A serial killer.
That's
a
butterfly sausage. That's what that's called. Where you cut it open.
Yeah.
The butterfly chicken.
That's the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
But if you just took a sausage off the pan, right?
I have.
And you have a full sausage and you just put that on a sandwich.
Yeah, but that's just one slice of bread folded over.
Yeah, okay. But I'm talking about if you put it, spread it.
Yeah, it's the butterfly sausage they're called. Yeah, that is weird. You should be growing up now. Like, if you're cooking sausages long enough, you should know what it looks like when it's cooked on the outside. You'd have a feel for it. You don't need to be cutting and checking it. Terry, you'd want to grow up as
I'm
well.
Not cutting sausages long
I'd
enough.
I put my sausages in the air fryer anyway, so you know. Yeah. That temperature for this amount of time.
Good. Not as nice in the air fryer, though.
Not nice, I promise you. Promise you. To keep all the water content. Promise you.
I'm going to test that.
Do you know why they're called bangers and mash?
Why?
Because in World War One.
Is that not English?
Yeah, but why do they call sausages bangers? Because the water content was so much or so little. Thing could be so little when they're cooking them, they used to pop. So they used to be like bangers. There you go. There's a little fact for you. Right,
next one. How are you, boys? Jammer from Crumlin.
I know a few jammers from Crumlin.
Right. Jammer from Crumlin here. Love the pod. Here's my question. Would you rather always feel like you need to piss or always feel like you're hungry even after you've gone to Jack's? Or
eating.
What does the Jack's have to...
Oh, you feel like you need to have a piss even after you went to the Jack's.
Is that what that's meant to say?
Yeah. Jammer, your punctuation's a bit all over the place there, pal.
So feel like you need to go to the piss even after you've gone to Jack's and feel like you're hungry even after you've eaten is what that's meant to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know
I get that regularly and I don't know whether I need to get checked or not?
The piss thing?
Yeah.
That's your prostate.
What's that mean, bad?
Yeah, you need to get your prostate checked.
Don't be saying stuff like that, boys.
Isn't that a common thing for middle-aged men? Do you say that you feel like you need to piss even after you piss?
I'm getting that, but now what I do every morning, I wake up and I drink nearly a 1.5 litre of water off the bat.
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't leave me.
Yeah.
I just feel like I need to piss, do you get me?
Yeah, but even after that, you should still get a good solid hour between pisses.
No, I'm not. I'm getting 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, you want to get that checked.
Right, I need to get a full NCT.
But you know what? I said this one before. What's a worse feeling? Being starving or being too full? They're both horrible.
Being too full is bad. It depends on what you ate to be too full.
Yeah, but you're on your stuff and you're like, I can't move. You're afraid to open your phone in case someone has a picture of their dinner on Instagram.
If you're too full after a Sunday roast, you're all right. You just need a nap. But if you're too full after a curry, you're like, oh, I need a stretcher. Digging into bed.
So what's worse, that feeling of being starving? Do you know when you're proper hungry and you're like, I can't even order food because it's going to take too long. I can't wait that long.
And you're eating bars of chocolate now before the Ford Mug comes. Yeah.
Four packets of crisps and all, multi-pack of family size yos, come on. And you regret it instantly.
The chip bag comes, you can't eat it.
Yeah.
Chips are going to the jacker. Anyways, I'm going to go, always need to have a piss, then hungry.
I feel like I'm always hungry anyways. I feel like I could eat no matter what. I feel like we could go for food and then if we left the restaurant.
I said this a million times this, you eat like you're in a hurry, always.
Mm.
You need to enjoy a food. You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do? Slow down in life. Slow down.
What's this, an intervention?
Yeah, no, because people tell me I'm a bit much, boys. This fella, you should see me in. I swear to God, Guinness World Record holder comes in here now. You put five hamburgers in front of him or any man in the world.
Gonski
wins.
But come here, I don't understand why people say you need to enjoy your food. I did enjoy it, hence why I ate it. If I didn't,
oh, yeah, very fast.
And then what? You can't enjoy it if you eat it quick.
Ah, sometimes you have to let the food marinate in the mouth.
You stop it. I'm going with, I think I'd rather feel hungry after eating because I don't like that sensation of being boring and feeling like I need to go.
That's horrible.
Right, you have to choose, get the bus to Donegal. Oh, Raid, War and Peace. This is from Barty. What? Barty, that's a bad name. War and Peace, Ed, give us a bit of context there.
Ed, any context? VAR check, what's War and Peace?
A Russian novel that's notoriously about 5,000 pages long.
Right, too long. I'll get the bus to Donegal. I've heard nothing but bad things. I heard it takes 7 hours to get to Donegal.
You can get a bus to Donegal.
I'm going to Google Maps that right now. How long does it take to get to Donegal?
No way you're getting to Donegal without having to stop.
What's the name of the main town in Donegal again? Letterkenny.
Letterkenny's in Donegal? I thought that was a down county. Have we not got a county called Letterkenny? Or something Kenny?
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny, that.
Do I have to carry on with this? Like, surely.
Look at the colour I'm going to go.
Mr. Tesco man, surely they can be like, do you know what, just cut that there. Just stop the bus to Kilkenny right now.
What about, who came up with the names of the counties? Like, why Kilkenny? Why that?
Because it's in Irish and it stands for something. How long do you reckon it takes to get to Letterkenny University Hospital right now?
I'm going to say 5 hours and 50 minutes.
That's not about you, 30. 4 hours, 58 minutes. Boy, express bus. That's not an express. You have to leave here, get on the 14, get off the 14, get a bus Erden Express yoke, and then walk for 20 minutes. 4 hours and 58 minutes? But and that's the quickest? Yeah. And that's the quickest?
Yeah, boys, rough, boys.
It can take you 5 hours to get the fucking... But you know what? I don't like reading. I'm a hell of an audiobook. I don't like reading.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about... And I swear to God, like, I'm very impatient. And I guess I get enjoyment out reading for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. It's like a little stimulation for me or something. War. Smell of the pages. And I'll be smelling the pages for 15 minutes before I read them.
Right, War and Peace. Let's say...
I'm not reading War and Peace.
War and Peace typically has around 1,200 to 1,440 pages, depending on the edition.
That's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
Oh, pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
How long does it take you to read a page? 30 seconds? A minute? Say it's a minute to read a page.
Some books are different.
Let's say it takes
a minute. Some books have about 7,000 words on one page and then other books have 4 words on it.
How long does it take to read? Right, what were you saying?
That actually. Anyways, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to Donegal. I'm not reading that book.
On average, how long do you reckon it takes
to read The War and Peace?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 12 hours.
1 to 2 weeks to finish. For some readers may take much longer, even a few months.
Yeah, but how many are they doing?
On average,
if you're hitting straight.
An average reading speed is 300 words a minute.
Yeah.
It would take around 1 day, 7 hours and 27 minutes to read the entire book. At that rate. That's like, imagine raw dogging it for 31 hours, 31 and a half hours.
That's the best use of words, definitely.
Yeah, what else are you going to call it? Raw dogging it. Raw dog and War and Peace. Do you know what I mean? I'm going on a bender. Why are you doing reading War and Peace? Up on night reading War and Peace, I was.
Yeah,
I'm getting the bus to Donegal. Yeah. The scenic route.
Yeah, get the views in, put a Blade podcast.
So we went up to Blade in Sam Miller there a couple of weeks ago. It was the Blade best trip I had in years.
Yeah, it was, rough.
And I went to Japan last year. Right. Next question. All right, lads. It's 2 leading Colin Sores at the finest food. Here's one for you. For it to be considered a hot dog, the bun must contain a Frank. For a regular sausage does not cut the mustard. That's a good pun. Discuss. Yeah, what do you think? If you just put a sausage in between a normal hot dog bun, is it a hot dog?
Yeah, it's a hot dog still. Yeah,
does it qualify? I don't know. I don't think it does, Terry.
Do you know what? People are notorious for putting the regular sausage in
on a barbecue. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But you always have the red sauce, the mustard, the same bread.
You don't grill a hot dog though, you boil a Frankfurter. I'm calling it a Frankfurter. You don't grill them, you boil them.
Hey, are the R-tops.
Yeah. Oh, do you ever get that at the football matches? and it'd be about £8, but you get two of them. Yeah, but you get two of them and you're stuffed for the rest of the day.
Yeah, they had a good jokes and mustard is top of the range as well.
Not into mustard.
What?
Not that mustard that you get at a match and you'd be squaring it at the concerts and all. No way. That mustard
at the concerts?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean out of stand?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing on this stage?
Squaring out most of that people.
I was like, what's he on about the concerts?
Now, you know the ones at the stands, the yeah. concession yokes, that does be rotten, mate, and the smell of it. I like a bit of Dijon, a bit of honey Dijon. That's
what's
like
that?
The good posh mustard. Do you never get them?
No. I'm not on your bread, yeah.
Oh, mate.
We'll get there. But anyways, yeah, I think it's, I'm not a, regular sausage allowed to job by me anyway.
Yeah. I suppose, like, where does that line stop then? You know when, like, certain pizzas are not the same because you don't have the right toppings on them. You're like, no, that's just the pizza, pal. Shut up, like, you know what I mean?
Margherita?
Yeah, people will be trying to split hairs and all. That's not a real fucking Neapolitan pizza. It's not plain margherita.
Right, on to the next one. I heard John McGuckin debating this one with Darden, so I wanted to get your hot take, boys. Bean juice is the same as ketchup.
No.
Like, bean juice is the same as ketchup, it says.
Yeah, go with the rest of that.
What's bean juice?
We know the can of beans.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, oh, beans. Why didn't he say that, man? Right, anyways. Bean juice is the same as ketchup. Like, if you were to separate the juice, you could use it the same as you would ketchup on your full Irish. Surely you have to argue with that. Damien Riley and Longford. That's wrong.
Damien Riley giving his full name.
Yeah, Damien Riley and Longford.
I shot up on his hair going on the question.
Yeah, kind regards, Damien Riley. Anyways,
yeah.
No, look, it's not the same.
The big red flag there is the third word in that sentence.
Yeah, Joe. And the fourth word after McGuckin. If you listen to anything John McGuckin says, that's on you.
Yeah.
He's a bad influence on hot takes in the country, boys.
Do you know beans are green? You know that?
No, that's peas, pal.
No.
You're getting mixed up with the mushy peas there.
Beans are green.
Peas are green, pal. What are you on about, like? Peas are green, beans are red.
So if I put peas in tomato sauce, are they beans?
No, they're peas.
So what colour is a pea?
Green.
What colour is a bean?
Red.
No, it's not. It's green. Google it. You're delighted you're going to have to get an answer to this. You want to learn more now than you've ever.
In
this whole podcast.
In school. What colour is a bean? It says green, red, white, brown, black, and even purple.
There you go. What was the first one?
Mushy peas.
It's a bean. It's not peas. They grow in pods. They're like a little, what would you call that? A fucking shoe. They grow in a shoe. They're green balls and then you put them in tomato sauce and that's how you get
so
beans.
Not even red.
No. That's how you get beans.
Are you looking at the main light all day?
Yeah, so beans are green and then you put them in tomato sauce. That's what makes them pink. So that's where this fucking age is at to get the idea from that. Oh, because they're in tomato sauce, if you take the beans out of it, the stuff that's left is ketchup. No, it's not. Because that's juice.
And it's Sean McGuckin going around saying that.
Yeah.
But they don't even taste the same though.
But one's water and one's a sauce. One's
yeah,
thick.
But you drink the bean sauce.
The bean juice.
The bean juice, you drink that.
Do you?
Do you know?
No. You drink bean juice.
Next question, right?
John McGuckin's wrong, by the way.
Yeah, he's wrong. And I don't drink the bean juice. Terry and Calvin, I need just about to settle this once and for all. Wow, I hate when they start like that.
It's why, because the pressure?
Yeah.
Like, it falls on your shoulders now to end this?
Usually, I haven't read the question. Usually, this ends with a family debate, like a family could be split up. But here we go. It's the eternal battle between doing a big shop versus popping into the supermarket for a few bits. Personally, I like to run into Tesco on the way home from work, get the necessities for the next 2 days, and I'm out the door in 15 minutes tops. The missus, though, she prefers to go full Lord of the Rings epic every Saturday. Who's right and where's me? Jason and Tala.
Do you know what, man? Jason's side. That's me.
What?
I go down.
Just 2 days,
you go down, you get like bleeding about 20 quid worth of stuff, and it's usually anything you can carry because I'm not bringing a bag and I'm not carrying a basket. It's all I can carry, and that's it. That I'll be back around in a couple of days if I have to. Now I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm
bread,
like that, yeah.
Butter, yeah. Toilet roll, whatever you feel like.
Kale chicken fillets for the dinner, yeah.
And then that's it. Whereas she's fucking getting stuff and there's no room in the
fridge. You know what happens when you go up and they bang the coin into the trolley and now you're the trampolines and all going in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The second she's looking for a change for the trolley, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Someone got into my car a few weeks ago and she used to keep 20 cent under the radio. Do you know, in the little fucking hole yoke there, and he took that 20 cent and a pair of sunglasses and she was devastated the 20 cent was stuck. She was like, that was for the under shop in Tesco. And that's the truth.
Yeah. 20p whipped out of the car.
I'm one of them people. Like,
I'm with you. Is it one of them things though? Women that are just more prepared and as we just like to go in and get out.
I think it's, I don't know what's going to happen in 4 days' time. So why are you buying milk that's going out with 8 and 10 days? Do you know what I mean? We might not even get to use that. One of us might be dead.
Whoa.
Do you know what I mean? You
it's only a little bit dramatic. It's only a little bit.
What if you get nicked? You go out after doing a sex and then your milk's out with eight. Yeah. Whereas if you had just bought a 1 litre that went off in 3 days' time, it would have been drink.
Yeah, but is there not more? You don't have coffee in your milk.
No, I have milk in my coffee. You can get the protein but coffee milk thing now.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's nothing more heartbreak when you go out to make that first cappuccino in the morning.
And
you
know, there's no milk.
Dropping the milk.
Yeah.
Oh, boys, that walk to the shop is heartbreaking. Anyways, I'm with you on that, yeah?
Right, and the final question, Belinda and Rahini. This one has caused an absolute warfare in the house, so please help bring peace and hopefully reconciliation. That's a nice word.
Whoa.
If a daughter...
Wait, sorry, what was her name?
Belinda. Oi.
Yeah.
Tell us what, go on, what were you going to read it?
I'm not happy with that. No, I think I'm reading what you said. Belinda. But is it not just Linda?
No, it's B Linda. Make sure you, when you go out there, be your best. Well, at the end of the day, be Linda. That's how it's spelled. It is a mad name, isn't it?
Belinda.
Belinda.
Like,
names are deadly, aren't you?
Belinda.
Belinda.
I'm fine with her. She doesn't even know me. Or I don't know her.
If a door is closed, is it on or is it off?
I knew there's some dodgy about that young one.
Young one. She's not over under the age of 40.
When the second you said Belinda, all my red alarms and my whole body went off. I knew this was going to be an issue. Me and her. We were going to clash. Me and her would never walk out. What does she mean?
Me and her would never walk out.
No, but I mean...
She sounds like she has kids and all.
Yeah, but Calvin...
If you have a name, if your name is Belinda, yeah, you're probably middle-aged. And if you're living in Rahini, you're definitely middle-aged.
Boys, you need money.
Yeah, Rahini's a nice part of the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
Listen, whole question was, and I'm going to read it back out again, yeah? And everyone's going to have an issue with it. If a door is closed, is it on or off? Like,
it's on.
I have a mic on what?
It's just on in general.
What's on?
A door.
Why are you answering this question like there's an answer?
Because that's the right answer.
You sitting there going, yeah, that door is on.
Does anyone, maybe electricians...
Am I losing my marbles?
Or engineers out there can help me on this one, yeah? So, you know, if you're drawing a diagram and you draw a switch, if the switch is off, it's like up. And then if it's on, the two lines meet each other. Does that make sense?
Are you asking me that? You've lost me.
So like, there's a straight line in the
once
circuit.
Once you start mentioning plumbers and all, I ain't out.
Literally didn't say, mentioned the plumber.
How did you say?
I never even said the plumber. I said an electrician.
An electrician.
Or an engineer.
I'm gone.
So it's like that. And when they're drawing the diagram of the circuit, it's like that. So the circuit is on. And then when it's like that, it's off. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm not having that. Yeah, so if your door's closed, it's on.
I'm not answering that. I'm not answering.
You're not answering the door, or you're not answering
I'm
the question?
I'm not answering Belinda. I'm done with her. Belinda, never send me another question again.
She's had to get blocked. She's getting the door closed in her face. Pun intended.
Is your door on or off if it's closed? Why are you on about?
Look, is that door on or off?
Open
or closed, Ed?
Would you say it's fulfilling? It's like when you turn something on, it's working. Is the door working now?
No, Ed. Ed, you're as bad as him.
Hang on for a minute. You're the outlier here.
No, hold on, right?
The door fulfilling its purpose, being open or closed.
Did you go out to college and all?
Yeah.
Because I'm shocked at him.
But listen to the question.
What do I do wrong?
Is the door fulfilling its purpose when it's open or closed?
Closed. When it's closed.
What? It's fulfilling. He's saying it's fulfilling when it's open.
No.
When so you were fighting about whether the door is on or off it.
Then people would argue, when the door is open, that's its purpose. It's to let people in and out. Or is it on when it's closed?
Ed, you're roaring. This is the most hostile. Yeah. I know you about Q, yeah. And it's the most hostile I've ever seen you. And yeah, you haven't even cracked. You haven't even smiled once.
My glasses are steaming up.
I'm actually a bit afraid.
Answer the question. Is the door on or off when it's closed?
If you go back inside, I'll answer it. If you lock the door.
I have all the time in the world by you, yeah?
He's at the snapping. Oh, genuinely, I've never felt tension like that in this studio.
Turn on the door.
Or off. No, you're turning it on.
Turn it on now so I can walk through.
No, listen to me. Because if you didn't have a door, you could fulfill the same fucking action. You could walk in or out without a door. If the door is there, you can't walk in or out. Therefore, the door is fulfilling its purpose and it has to be on if it's closed.
But you put the door in so you can let people in or stop people from coming in.
I put you in a coffin and I put the door on that. How about that?
I'm turning off the door.
Do you know if you didn't have a door? You just have a frame. And you're walking in and out. Yeah. You could walk in and out. You know what I'm saying, Teddy? You can walk in and out of a room.
Yeah.
So you don't need it though. What would you need it all for?
Can I say something?
Come on.
I think we try too hard as people. Do you never feel like that?
As people.
Like as a people, like we always try too hard. Like, honestly, why do we care? Like, why would you care?
Because Belinda's at the asking.
No, Belinda has too much. She's a part of the people I don't like. You're thinking too hard. You're thinking, there's no need to think that hard. Your brain should never have to walk that hard over the door. It should never. You know when you get that pain in your brain when you get asked a question and you know the answer and you're like, oh.
Right.
I know Belinda is feeling like, I'm getting that now.
Right, so what is the answer then? If you know the answer. You're saying you're getting the pain because you know the answer. Get it out.
No, I'm getting that pain, but...
There's nothing coming
There's
out.
No answer.
So you're constipated. You've constipation in your brain.
Basically. The door's off.
If it's what, open or closed, it's off.
Oh.
If it's open or closed, is it off?
If the door's open, if I had to say something, which I do, pardon me, because Ed's at the coming out roaring the head off us, right? Ed, will you be happy if I answer?
Yeah.
You are wrong. So the door open is on and the door closed is off, in my opinion.
Right. That's all we wanted was your opinion, Teddy. We move on.
People like Belinda should just stop writing in.
Even though you're wrong.
There's no need to haunt my head like that. Anyways.
Right. We have a pineapple here on the table. I'd imagine. So, actually, we had got sent in a few props from Tesco.
And are these gifts?
As in, what, you're taking them home with
Can
you?
Can I bring them home?
I don't see why not. So, the tomatoes were obviously, we opened up with that. The deck of cards, we were playing Switch before you got here. So what's your rules for a game of Switch?
All of them.
All your rules, go on.
I'm going to start with an ace.
Yeah.
Ace changes.
And when can you throw that down?
Anytime.
Right.
Any symbol, anything, but you don't throw down after. So I know people who go, ace changes to diamonds and then throw a seven down.
Yeah,
or
don't
eight,
do that.
Sorry.
You don't do that.
Okay, so ace changes, yeah?
Yeah.
Two, pick up two.
Yeah, and you can add on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you can add another two to it. So if you threw down a two, I can throw a two and the next person is picking up four.
Yeah, but here's my take. I hate people that put a two down, say pick up two, and they know you're going to pick up two and throw another two down, say pick up four. That's wrong.
No, it's not wrong. That's strategic. Because what I'm waiting there is, I can throw down four. I'm going to pick up four, but you have a two. Now I have to pick up six. So it's not coming back to me. Whereas if I throw down a two and you don't have anything, I'm like, right, grand, here's the other two. But if I throw down two and you have got a two, you go, oh, pick up four. And I'd be like, no, back at you. Here's another two.
But here's my take.
Go on.
If you put down a two and I have to pick up two, yeah, and then you throw another two down before I pick up. If I pick up them first two cards and there's a two in it, I can make you pick up four.
Yeah, technically, because it's still your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some people try and cheat their way out of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, three normal, four normal, five normal, six normal, seven skips you.
Yeah.
Has to be same.
Unless they have a seven.
Yeah. Seven skips you. But don't do 8 with a bounce.
I don't do that either. Don't like that.
Because it's the same as jackback. 9, 10, 11. 9, 10. What's the numbers on the cards?
10.
10, 11.
Jack, queen, king, ace.
Sorry. 9, 10. Jackback.
Yeah.
Queen. Sorry, 5 of hearts stops the king of hearts.
Yeah. King of hearts is pick
king
up 5.
King of hearts is pick up 5.
Yeah.
That's my build.
And you can't end on a straight card. Can't and you have to say card. Knock knock last card.
If you don't say knock knock last card, you pick up two at the end.
Yeah, and it's two for mistake. You might
mistake. Yeah.
For example, if I threw down two, and before you picked up them two, threw down another two, I should have to pick up two because it's still your shot, and that's my mistake.
And if I'm playing with a cheater, and I'm a bit of a cheater on Switch, because it's easy to cheat. But if I'm playing with a cheater, and I know it's a cheater, I say to them before the game starts, the rule is you make a mistake, you pick up four, because you know they're gonna try and cheat away. I'm going, oh, I thought that was a diamond. Do you get me? And you know it's a hard pick up four.
He threw down two sixes and one of them was a nine.
Yeah, you know, under the sleeve, ain't act. Trying to put the... Nah, I'm not having it. Anyways, that's my real to Switch.
And, right. Sorry, there's a pineapple here as well. So I'd imagine that's the age-old question. Does it go on a pizza?
Yes.
You're a scum.
Pine, yeah. Just go into a pizza shop and ask for the Hawaiian cat.
I know, right?
Oh, no, mate.
Pineapple and bleeding chicken, isn't it?
Pineapple, chicken, ham.
George.
Right, that's the episode wrapped up. Thanks to the legends again at Tesco for getting on board, but we can't go without having one more argument.
Oh, here we go. Let me guess. Is it the red sauce on the roast again, is it?
Telling you, mate, it's a game changer.
You're a grown man, not a five-year-old or a bleeding chipper. Roast dinners are sacred. You should be arrested.
Say what you want, but whatever cuisine you fancy, from potato waffles to poppadoms, Tesco's Price Match is the best sauce.
Out straight. With Tesco's Aldi Price Match and Club Car prices, you can feed the whole gaff for less and still have change for dessert.
You can debate the ketchup thing till the cows come home, but saving money on your big Sunday shop,
you can't argue with that. Even if you're dipping your Yorkshire puddings in red sauce like a psychopath.
You can't argue with that.
Take us out, Ed.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that. The Hip Knocker.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.